This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 227 for Monday, January 20th. I'm Adam Poloshotti. The ICE Futures canola market is mostly taking a step back to start the week, pressured by weaker comparable oils and a stronger Canadian dollar. Malaysian palm oil is down while European rapeseed is mostly lower. Crude oil is down after United States President-elect Donald Trump indicated he would declare a national energy emergency to enable more production. There will be no trading in the U.S. markets for most of the day due to Martin Luther King Jr. Day. The Canadian dollar is up 3/4 of a U.S. cent compared to Friday's close. The March canola contract is up 20 cents per ton at $616.20. Corn futures at the Chicago Board of Trade reached its highest level since June on Friday, as concerns over the South American crop started to arise. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange reported 39% of the Argentine corn crop is excellent, down 3 points from the previous week. 14% of the crop is now rated poor, up 5 points. However, AgriConsult estimated Brazilian corn production at 133.8 million tons, compared to CONAB's projection of 120 million. The USDA reported on Thursday that 1.024 million tons of U.S. corn were sold for export during the weekend of January 9th, raising this year's commitments to 40.27 million, slightly above the average sales pace. The March corn contract was up 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.84 on Friday. Weather conditions in Argentina, as well as strength in corn spilling over into soybeans, helped lift soybean prices on Friday. However, Chinese buyers may switch to Brazilian soybeans due to incoming tariffs. China's soybean imports from the U.S. dropped 5.7% in 2024 from the previous year, despite importing a record 105.03 million tons overall in 2024. The BAG reported the Argentine soybean crop at 32% excellent, down 17 points, as well as 21% poor, up 13 points. The USDA reported 569,142 tons of soybean sold during the weekend of January 9th, with this year's commitments up to 40.891 million, on pace with the average sales pace. The March soybean contract was up 15 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.34 on Friday. A strong U.S. dollar and weak export sales are holding wheat futures back. U.S. wheat export sales for the weekend of January 9th were 513,424 tons, bringing the marketing year total so far at 17.705 million. The figure represents 77% of the USDA's forecast, but is lagging the average pace of 85%. Thailand purchased 195,000 tons of feed wheat, of which up to 67,000 tons were from the U.S. On Friday, the March Chicago wheat contract was up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $5.39. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract was unchanged at $5.49 U.S. per bushel. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.84. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Monday, January 20th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Poloshotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.